Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was the son of Govardhan Madhu Madhyar. His uncle was Hiranya. They were great landowners in the Krishnapur division of Saptagram in West Bengal. Their fortune was immense, and Raghunath was the sole heir. Balaramacharya and Yadunandanacharya, his father's guru and priest, brought Raghunath when he was a small boy to Chandpur, where he met with the great Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. Seeing Haridas Thakur's deep attachment to the chanting of the holy name and his subsequent detachment from all the pleasures and so-called joys of this world had a deep impact in Raghunath's heart. He had no interest in material enjoyment. This caused great concern for his parents. After Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya took sannyas in Shantipur, he was visiting by the arrangement of Nityanand Prabhu. At that time, Raghunath Das came to visit Lord Chaitanya and established an eternal relationship. Raghunath Das Goswami literally escaped opulence, prestige, beautiful family life, as if it were a miserable prison. With great efforts, he went to Jagannath Puri and accepted the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his heart and soul. He became the very personification of renunciation and devotion. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so pleased with Raghunath Das Goswami's humility, his detachment from any type of material enjoyment, and his complete attachment to being the servant of his servant, Swarup Damodar, bowing down to the Vaishnavas, bowing down to the deities of the Lord, and always chanting the names of the Lord, meditating on the Leela of the Lord. Yes, Mahaprabhu gave him his own Govardhan Shila as a gift and a necklace of Kunja, sacred seed of Vrindavan, very dear to Srimati Radharani. After the departure of Lord Chaitanya from his manifested Leela, Raghunath Das, he could not bear living. Swarup Damodar Goswami had also departed. He decided to jump from Govardhan Hill to take his life. But first, he met with Rupan Sanatan Goswamis, who appealed to him to remain in their company and every day for several hours speak the glories of Lord Chaitanya. Because Raghunath Das Goswami for many years personally witnessed his pastimes in intimate, confidential proximity. With the blessings of Rupan Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami resided on the banks of Sri Radha Kund. There he would perform his sadhana, at least 2,000 times every day he would offer obeisances to Vaishnavas. At least 1,000 times a day to the deity of Krishna. He would chant 200,000 names of Krishna every day. And his eyes were always filled with tears in the ecstasy of separation from Sri Radha and Krishna. Kaviraj Goswami explains the regulative principles of Raghunath Das Goswami were like the lines in stone. He was so strict, but yet his heart was so soft with love and compassion. When Janava Devi came to Radha Kund, Raghunath Das Goswami ran and fell at her feet and worshipped her. Yes, Raghunath Das Goswami is our Prayojana Acharya. By his lifestyle and by the writings that he offered the world, taught the highest realm of spiritual perfection. He abandoned massive wealth to live with a simple, torn, rejected cloth made into a kopan and a small chadar. So absorbed in his sadhana that he didn't even notice when tigers were just a few feet away from him, drinking water from the kund. So absorbed in his sadhana that even in the midday, in the summertime, when the sun was scorching, he didn't take note. Sanatana Goswami took note. Krishna personally protected him from the tigers, and Radharani stood over him with her own veil to shade him from the sun. By Sanatana Goswami's request, the bhajan kutir was made for Raghunath Das Goswami on the banks of Sri Radha Kund. One of the priceless literatures that he has bestowed upon the Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya is Mukta Charit. Raghunath Das Goswami only wrote about 3 books. Mukta Charita is very greatly celebrated. It reveals the sweet nature of the love of Vrindavan. I would like to share a brief summary some of the content of that book, with your permission. One day, Satyabhama, one of the queens of Dwarka, asked Krishna, "I have heard that one time you made a garden and grew pearls from creepers in that garden. Can you tell me something about that?" Haribo. Let us welcome Vineet Narayan Prabhu to our yatra by loudly saying.
This is Giriraj Ji's Patka from Danga.
We are very honored by your presence. Please have a seat. Can someone make a nice seat for him? Okay. In Dwarka, Queen Satyabhama inquired from Krishna that I have heard a fascinating story that in a garden of Vrindavan you had grown pearls. Can you tell me this story? Krishna narrated. On the day of Diwali, in the month of Kartik, Srimati Radharani and gopis assembled at Malyahara Kund. I would like to tell you where Malyahara Kund is, just about a 1 minute walk from where we are now. In fact, you all passed by it, but perhaps because you don't have divine vision, you did not see it. But really, you don't need divine vision. All you have to do is know where it is. As we're returning to Sri Radha Kund, just on your right side will be a beautiful kund named Malyahara Kund. It is very small, but it is very sacred. It has been worshipped by our acharyas for hundreds and hundreds of years. This is the closest place we could sit to Malyahara Kund. On the day of Diwali, in the month of Kartik, Radharani and gopis assembled together at the Malyahara Kund. Krishna's parrot, Vichakshana, informed him. Krishna came to Malyahara Kund, and there he found Srimati Radharani and her sakis making pearl necklaces. Beautiful pearls. Krishna requested from Radha and gopis if he could have a few of those pearls to decorate his most favorite cows, Harini and Hasini. But the gopis refused. Krishna pleaded with gopis, pleaded, please give me some pearls for my cows. Lalita Sakhi went to the bottom of a bag of pearls and found one broken little piece. And she said, you can have this. Shyam Sundar was very unhappy. So he went home and told Mother Yashoda that I want to grow a garden of pearls. Please give me some pearls to plant in the ground. Yashoda Mai responded that, oh, Gopal, you don't understand. And then she laughed. That pearls do not grow on trees. Pearls come from the ocean. And Gopal insisted, no, they will grow. If I plant them in the ground, I have seen my father growing. I have seen him put seeds in the ground. Pearls, like seeds, I will plant. He insisted. So Yashoda Mai, to satisfy his heart, gave him some pearls. And he brought them near the bank of Yamuna and dug little holes in the ground and put the pearls in and then buried them and then told Madhu Mangal to go to the gopis and request some milk to water his pearls. So Madhu Mangal went to Sri Radharani and gopis and requested some milk to water Krishna's pearls, and the gopis simply laughed. That's all they gave him was a laugh. So Madhu Mangal returned. Krishna went to Mother Yashoda and requested some milk. She supplied all the milk he could want. And he went and profusely watered the ground on the bank of Yamuna where he planted the pearls. After a few days, a little green shoot came out of the ground. And Krishna was so happy, he told gopis. And the gopis came and looked at the shoot and they laughed. And they said, those are thorn shoots, not pearl shoots. A few days later, a creeper grew that was covered with an immense quantity of large, beautiful, multicolored pearls. Oh. those pearls were so special that they filled the entire Vrindavan Dham with an ambrosial, intoxicating fragrance. Krishna was laughing and joking to the gopis that my pearls are so big and so colorful and so fragrant compared to your small pearls. So gopis became quite competitive. And they had a meeting together. And they vowed to make a garden that would grow better pearls than Krishna. So all of their pearl necklaces they planted in the ground. And then they went to their parents' house and took every pearl from all of the houses of their families. And they planted those pearls. And three times a day, every day, they watered the pearls with milk, yogurt, butter, and ghee. And after a few days, a little shoot came out of the ground. And they became very excited. And a few more days passed, and there were thorn bushes. When Krishna and his gopas saw those thorn bushes, they became ecstatic. They were laughing and joking, and Krishna really wanted to humiliate the gopis. He had his cowherd boyfriends make pearl necklaces out of his big, beautiful, multicolored, fragrant pearls. They made pearl necklaces for every cow in Vrindavan, for every buffalo, for every goat, for every sheep. In fact, throughout Braj Dham, every monkey had a pearl necklace. But he would not give a single pearl to the gopis. So the gopis were in a lot of anxiety because they took all the pearls of their parents' homes. And now they all turned into thorns. What were they going to tell their parents? So they sent Chandramukhi and Kanchanalata, two gopis, with gold, to barter gold for a few of Krishna's pearls. Krishna looked at them and said that even the Kostubha Mani of Lord Narayan is not worth a fraction of the price of a fraction of one of my pearls. Then each gopi came one by one to try to barter whatever they had for some pearls for Krishna. Srimati Radharani was hiding in a private little kunja where Krishna could not see her, but she could hear everything that was being said. And each gopi individually was coming. And Krishna had a large box of these pearls he was showing them. But no matter what they would give, he would not even release a single pearl. Finally, Krishna told Vishakha gopi, he said, I will give your Radharani the smallest of all my pearls, but she has to pay me whatever price I ask immediately, otherwise I will put her in a prison of one of my private kunjas. So nothing was working. There was a big argument. Raghunath Das Goswami goes into nice detail about that loving exchange of arguments. And then Subal was brought in as the mediator, because it was like one of those conflicts where they could not make a negotiation. So Subal was the mediator, and they continued, and in the end, they could not agree on any price. And Radharani was listening to everything. So the gopis, very sad, they met with Srimati Radharani and came to Sri Radha Kund. Radha Kund is only a few minutes from here. When the gopis were at Radha Kund, Krishna took the best of all of his pearls, and with his own hands he strung the most elegant necklace. Then he put that necklace in a golden box, and with his own loving hand engraved the name of Sri Radharani on that box. Then he made another necklace of pearls with his own hands, and put it in a golden box, and put the name of another gopi. In this way, he made boxes with gifts of handmade pearl necklaces for all of Radharani's sakis and Sri Radharani herself. And he sent them to Radha Kund to be given as gifts. The gopis were so joyful. Srimati Radharani picked flowers, beautiful fragrant flowers, and made a divine garland. Then she prepared most ambrosial bhoga, foodstuff, and she sent it to Krishna as a gesture in reciprocation for his love. Then all the gopis decorated themselves with the most beautiful pearls in all of existence, and they went home, and their parents were very happy. Sri Raghunath Das Goswami has given us this beautiful story in much ecstatic detail. And what's so nice is Raghunath Das Goswami wrote this beautiful story just a few minutes away at his Bhajan Kutir at Sri Radha Kund to glorify this holy place for all time to come of Malihara Kund, a place of one of the most beautiful celebrated pastimes of Radha Krishna, an eternal pastime. When our hearts become pure through chanting the holy names with sincere devotion and serving Guru and the Vaishnavas, then by mercy, by causeless infinite mercy, these pastimes are revealed from within our own hearts. This is the supreme treasure that Sri Guru and Gauranga is offering us. Here at Malihara Kund, let us place our head in the sacred dust and pray. Pray that the priceless pearl of the mercy of Guru and the Vaishnavas may be cherished as the supreme most wealth of our life. Let everything else be seen as nothing but useless thorny bushes that only cause obstacles on our path. But that beautiful, multicolored, fragrant pearl of the compassion of Sri Radharani and Sri Krishna has been passed down in disciplic succession and is being presented to us by Srila Prabhupada, the Vaishnavas, and the great souls. We should not take these pearls to be something ordinary unless we understand even to a small extent the value of the pearl, of this opportunity we have. We will lose it trying to enjoy the thorny pleasures of this world. Yes, when we open our hearts to receive the real mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas, then Srimati Radharani will reveal these most treasured pastimes within our hearts, as Raghunath Das Goswami has so mercifully revealed to us through his heart. This time, I would like to ask His Holiness Dhanardhar Swami Maharaj to speak to us.